Charles Simeon was born in 1759. As a young man, he went to Eton, England's fabled boarding school. Eton was founded in 1440 and had a rich history. While there, Simeon was quite good at sports. He enjoyed horseback riding, and he was all prepared and ready to go off to King's College in Cambridge. Up to this point in his life, Simeon showed very little, in fact, practically no interest in religion. But as a student at King's College, he needed to take communion, and this prompted him to look into one of the Christian societies there at Cambridge, the Society for the Propagation of Christian Knowledge. Through the SPCK, he encountered many books, and one of them was The Whole Duty of Man, an anonymous devotional book that was written in 1658. And that book and others all led to Simeon's conversion on Easter Day, April 4th, 1779. At the time, there was not much of a gospel or evangelical witness at Cambridge, not much of a spiritual life at all. But Simeon started preaching. Even as a student at Cambridge, he preached at St. Edward's Church, that church that had a prominent place in the Reformation at Cambridge. And then he took a pastoral charge at Holy Trinity Church in Cambridge. He was there from 1782 up until his death in 1836. Holy Trinity Church was a center of evangelical witness and a center of spiritual life in Cambridge. But Simeon's preaching had a mixed reception there. Some didn't like his gospel-centered preaching at all, and so they locked their pews and they would refuse to go in protest. But the students came in droves. Well, as you look at Simeon's ministry, he had three emphases. One was his influence on preachers and preaching. From the 1810s on, he held what he called a weekly conversation party. This was for young men seeking ordination, and anywhere from 60 to 80 would show up each week for this time with Simeon. He taught them how to preach and taught them about preaching. Simeon had a threefold criteria for a sermon. He said, you can ask these three questions. Does it humble a sinner? Secondly, does it exalt the Savior? And thirdly, does it promote holiness? Well, one thing to note about Simeon was that he did not emphasize theology or systematic theology in his sermons. He called himself a Bible Christian and not a system Christian. Well, even in the 1900s, people like Martin Lloyd-Jones and some others pushed back on that emphasis, but there it was in Simeon. So first, we see his influence on pastors and preachers, and we need to realize that this was not only in his time, but it lasted for two centuries. In fact, John Stott is probably the prime example of a 20th century figure who was influenced by Simeon. Both Stott and Simeon were lifelong bachelors, both were lifelong preachers, and both had an intense passion for missions. And that's Simeon's second emphasis. Missions. He was involved in a number of missionary societies, and in April of 1799, he formed the Society for Missions to Africa and the East. He had a special interest in India, and of course, over his time at Cambridge, he trained many missionaries through his conversation parties who took the gospel all over the world. Well, the third emphasis of Simeon, he was through and through Anglican. And he worked tirelessly to reform Anglicanism, to bring a gospel wakefulness to the church, and to strive to make churchgoers become committed disciples of Christ. He promoted the 39 articles and the homilies, which go all the way back to Cranmer and the Book of Common Prayer. He was not for the status quo, and he was not for nominalism. He was for a church that took the gospel and the Bible seriously. Charles Simeon died in the city he spent his life's work, in Cambridge. He died on November 13, 1836. Well, that's the life of Charles Simeon, an Anglican minister. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from Robert Murray McChain. Yes, brethren, Christ is as truly walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks as truly in this place today, as if you saw him with your bodily eyes. It is sweet to know and feel this. Thus only can we be sustained amid all of the trials of the ministry.